All right, let's begin. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Taney County Board of Adjustment. This is the Wednesday, September 15th, 2021 Board of Adjustment meeting. We'll go ahead and begin tonight with a call of order. Scott, can you go ahead and give us the establishment of quorum?
Yes, Corey Robach.
Present.
David Hurd.
Present.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudill.
Here.
Perfect. Excellent. And Scott, can you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures, presentation exhibits, and governing statutes?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the September 15th, 2021 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, Zoning Maps, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. This time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing tonight. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and then will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please return the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board. Give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on any application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right, thank you, Scott. Got a little review in action. The August 18th, 2021 minutes. Board, have you had an opportunity to review those? And if so, we'd like to make a motion.
I've reviewed and I would move to approve them in their current form.
Excellent. Do we have a second?
I will second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Rick Persinger abstained.
All right. Thank you, Rick. All right. If you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind, please stand and raise your right hand. All right. Do you promise to tell the truth the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
All right. Thank you. You may be seated. All right. We're going to begin tonight with the public hearing of the 21-02A appeal. Scott, if you can get us started on that.
So case number 21-002A is an appeal of a Planning Commission decision. On August the 9th, 2021, Taney County Planning Commission denied conditional use permit number CUP 2021-18, request by Matthew and Erica Marshall, seeking approval for a nightly rental use in an existing one-bedroom tiny home located at 607 Eagle Rock Road, Branson. The Planning Commission's motion to deny was based on Article 023.000, and the nightly rental would have an adverse impact on the subdivision, and the nightly rental is not compatible with the neighborhood due to no other nightly rentals in the subdivision, and concerns with the safety because the tiny home was mobile and is located in an area where the roads are narrow. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the subject's property is approximately 2 acres in size, with a single-family home built in 1980, a garage, and a tiny home located on the property. It is lot number 2, located in the Susanna subdivision, consisting of 2 lots recorded in 2015. The adjoining lots are either not in a subdivision, meaning their meets and bounds description, or part of a number of small 2 to 4 lot subdivisions in the area. The tiny home is on the same 2-acre lot as the applicant owner residence. The tiny home has 1 bedroom, therefore has a maximum occupancy of 4 persons with an off-street parking requirement for 2 vehicles. The property is served by Public Water District Number 3 in the City of Branson Sewer for wastewater. So going through our PowerPoint, the highway here is 248. This is where it bends. Shepherd of the Hills takes off to the west. Your Gretna Road goes straight. Entrance into this neighborhood. And the other entrance is over here on Eagle Rock Road. But I've got the parcel highlighted. Zooming in. So this is just our zoning layer, just for a reference of, since it's new. Of course, the dark area is all incorporated city limits of Branson. So these lots are just meets and bounds, not part of any subdivision. This is a small 3-lot Deer Meadows. This is the Susanna 2-lot one. Here's a 2-lot McTaggart. Here's a 2-lot Miller. These are all separate little subdivisions within this area, with none of them being related to the other one except being in the same neighborhood. Picture of the tiny home. And then just one more picture from the street of the home. So if the Board of Adjustment would approve Appeal 2102A, the following Taney County Planning Commission requirements for a conditional use permit number 2118 shall apply unless revised by the Board of Adjustment. And this is our standard 9-part nightly rental conditional use permit, required signage, occupancy will be 4 due to the 1 bedroom, need 2 parking spaces due to the 4 occupancy. And then the other one that changes on that list is a buffer. The proposed buffer was the natural vegetation and forest on the parcel. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant to further explain these projects.
All right. If the applicant would please come up. Be sure to state your name, please.
Good evening. My name is Matthew Marshall.
I'm Erica Marshall.
And we live at 607 Eagle Rock Road. And thank you for taking your time to hear our appeal tonight. This appeal, of course, is for this tiny house that we have on our property. And just to explain a little bit about this, which I know you probably read in our letter, it's a tiny home built on a trailer frame, but it's assessed as a property, as a house, and it can accommodate 4 people for the Western Fire District. As Scott said, we felt that the Planning and Zoning Committee made an error in their denial of our request and wanted to just talk first briefly about the property and then about some of the reasons why we feel they were in error. So the house is an 8-foot by 28-foot house, and there is a deck on the side as well. There is a buffer between our house, that tiny house, and the neighbor, about 80 feet of heavily wooded buffer. And the house has, from the previous owners who had RVs there, they had RV hookups, which we were able to utilize to be able to hook up the tiny house with, all except for the sewer, which we had to go through Branson City Sewer to get their permit. And so I believe you'll see the permit that we got through Branson City for that, along with the building permit through the county. We don't believe that there's a significant impact to the land or environment because of the nature of the house. And furthermore, our closest neighbors that would be able to see the house have a buffer between us and between the house and them. So I'll let you speak a little bit.
Along with that, all of our closest neighbors who can see the house have all given their written and verbal support of us. So because only two cars could be there, most of the time it would probably be one. The impact to traffic would be very minimal. These are tourists in town. They're out all day doing stuff. Our home is about 75, 80 feet away from the tiny house. I am a stay-at-home mom. I homeschool our kids. I'm there all day. If there's anything that comes up, I'm going to handle it right away. Kind of piggybacking on that, we have three young children at our home. So we would obviously not have something on our property or in our neighborhood that would potentially cause them harm or an unsafe environment for them. The driveway where you turn into the drive for the tiny house is actually quite wide. My husband made it extra wide, so there's actually plenty of room. And parking would only be in the driveway.
So with the reasons why, what Scott read, the four reasons for the reason why the Planning and Zoning Board denied the conditional use permit, I'd like to address each of those first with you and some documents that you have in your packet. The first one saying the nightly rental would have an adverse impact on the subdivision. If you would turn to, or I don't know if you had a chance to look, we found there's articles that are from marketing research that are journal-driven that have shown that there's actually no impact to a residential neighborhood when it comes to resale value from Airbnb or nightly rentals, and that's a research peer-reviewed journal that they've done in the last year. The other thing is that we do have our neighbor letters, and the ones that would be most impacted by this have, like Erica said, given their support for the house and said they've not had any problems with the house. The second reason why the nightly rental is not compatible with the neighborhood due to no other nightly rentals in the subdivision. As Scott said, the subdivision is just two lots, Susanna, Susquehanna subdivision. And in your packet, there is an agreement that we made with our other subdivision owners that said they agree with doing nightly rentals in the subdivision and have no problem with that. And it's an agreement that we have with our other folks in the subdivision. Another third reason here that concerns with safety, because the tiny house is mobile. The tiny house is although built on a trailer frame, that is what the main use of that trailer frame was for, is for a foundation. We don't have any intention of moving it. It is available, but the tires are off right now. It's on blocks. We did have the property assessed in this last spring, and so the county assessor assessed it as a actual physical property, so we're paying now property tax on that. And so we don't have any intentions of moving the tiny house in the near future.
Can I say something about that? Mm-hmm. Going back to number two, that it's not compatible with the neighborhood due to no other nightly rentals. Mm-hmm. There are other businesses in the neighborhood, though. There's a jewelry business, and we have photos of those, I believe. There is a realty business, and until earlier this year, I think, there was a daycare that operated for many years and that had a high volume of traffic as people were dropping off and picking up their children, as well as a church in the neighborhood that is in operation. So just, I feel like those components are already happening in the neighborhood. They might not be a nightly rental, but there are certainly businesses in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then reason number four, the nightly rental is located in an area where the roads are narrow. Just to note that is a case with a lot of areas in the county. And so I sent a few pictures in there of other nightly rentals that also are on.